Mr. Seamer, good evening.
Orville Seamer, 3020 West Acre Avenue. Since we're talking about ballpark comments, it's time to ask some very difficult questions. Alderman Taylor, for several months now, there's been persistent rumors that you're working in some capacity for the developer, Mr. Zimmerman. There's been rumors you're attending bar at the Rock Sports Complex. Is any of that true?
It's not true.
Okay. You have never attended bar at the Rock Sports Complex.
Orville, we're going to do this the proper way. You address your questions to me. We're not going to do a lot of back and forth, okay?
There have been persistent rumors that Alderman Taylor has been working for a developer at the Rock Sports Complex in some capacity. Is
Alderman
any of that
Taylor?
True?
I already answered that, Your Honor.
Okay.
He's never worked as a bartender? Has he ever worked there as a bartender, attended bar for Mr. Zimmerman?
Alderman Taylor?
I've never been a bartender my entire life.
In what capacity are you earning a living as other than your aldermanic pay?
I'm a consultant. I don't tell you.
Zimmerman?
No.
Okay. You're not under oath, but you're on the record.
That's right.
Anyone else? Ms. Singales, good evening.
Good evening.
Three times in a week.
Joy Dragunas Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale. First, I would just like to say I can't help but ditto what most people have said regarding the funding. I know it's not my money. I'm glad. But if I'm looking at a project from a business standpoint, if I don't have one building completed as of yet with all of the monies that have already been allocated to me and now I'm asking for more, what makes the city believe that there won't be more money needed? If you're behind now, you're always behind. That's kind of math 101. But I have something to be read onto the record for Andy Kleist, if I may. He says, good afternoon, evening. I am unable to attend the Common Council meeting tonight. Andy Kleist, 6025 Parkview Road in Greendale. On January 14th, Franklin's Committee of the Whole met to decide whether or not to provide an additional $5.2 million beyond the roughly $22 million already committed to the Ballpark Commons development. The vote was tabled at that meeting and will likely be decided at the February 4th Committee of the Whole meeting. I'd like to take this opportunity for public input to state that the developer should not be given additional funds beyond what has already been agreed upon. Rather than obtaining a bank loan or going through traditional channels, the developer gave his personal guarantee he was financially able to uphold his responsibilities to this project. The project has just begun, and it's already behind schedule and well on its way to be over budget. The development deadline for the apartment buildings has not been met. The January 1st, 2019 deadline for an additional $20 million of new assessed value has passed. In addition, the developer has been given numerous exemptions along the way that have further reduced his overall costs, such as a 25% reduction to the landscaping plan requirements and the elimination of comprehensive light and sound study that was to provide protection for the three surrounding subdivisions to the east, west, and north of Ballpark Commons. The TID clearly states that the developer is solely responsible for excess costs that exceed the amount of the GO bonds. The TID agreement should be upheld, and the developer needs to take responsibility for cost overruns, especially since it's the City of Franklin and Milwaukee County taxpayers funding the majority of this development and its surrounding infrastructure and roads. How much is this private development going to cost all of us? Respectfully submitted, Andy Kleist. Would you like a copy?
Please. Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizens' comment.
Mr. Mayor?
There's someone else.
I would just request that we can get a copy of all of the papers that were turned into the clerk tonight.
Sure. Okay.
My name is Jeff Malecki. I live at 8072 South 59th Street. My concern is rebroadcast of this East Common Council meetings. I attended last month's meeting, and I attempted to go on the website to replay the minutes. My wife and I were both here, and the minutes on the website were like chopped up and edited, like not in their entirety. Is there a reason for that?
I don't.
Like,
Mr. Liberta.
I'm not aware of any circumstance. We did have that one meeting where the regular system wasn't working and we used the two portable microphones. I believe my assistant used one of them in whole and didn't have to cut and paste between them. So I'm not aware of any editing to any of the audio recordings.
Except for the end, where you
cut out. At the beginning and the end, we turn it on before the meeting starts and she clips that off. And once the meeting, as the vote for the meeting to adjourn is, we flip the end off. But other than that, and where you turn it off in the middle for closed sessions. But other than that, there is no editing.
It is possible, sir, that the way you were listening could have caused some buffering errors. So if you were listening to it directly off the internet, your computer may not have accepted the stream completely before it started to play back. Technical term is chunking error. So
right. The
next time you do that, right-click on your mouse, go to Save Target As, and save the file to your computer. Then you can play it back. You can search. You can do whatever you want with it. Directions are on that page.
Right. Now, are there any plans in the future to televise these meetings?
That'd be an interesting show, wouldn't it? The direct answer is we've been talking about it since as long as I've been involved with the city, but we've never had the budget to do that.
The reason I bring this up is because I know for a fact that the city of Greenfield does televise on their channel, their local
correct
channel.
So does Oak Creek.
Right. And I think that would be a great thing for the community, for people to see what actually happens, you know.
I agree that I'd like to see them televised, but in order to do that, we would have to raise the tax on every cable subscriber in the city. That would be how you'd pay for it, and thus far, none of the Common Council members in the 20-some-odd years that I've been here have been willing to raise those taxes. You can always revisit it, right?
We like them here.
Mm-hmm.
We like them to come here.
Yeah, we'd rather see you than... We'd rather see you. Okay, I previously closed the public comment section, so it is now closed. Thank you very much. Next item is mayoral announcements. Actually, it's an update from the January 14th Intergovernmental... I can't say that. Intergovernmental Cooperation Council.
CICC.
For those of you who don't know, that's the meeting of all the mayors and village presidents in the county. Probably a first in the history of that organization, the governor came to visit us, visit the mayors. His comments to us would be refreshing to this body. He's talking about closing the dark store loophole. He's talking about taking a good hard look at transportation aids and shared revenues. All of those are important to us. You hear that the county exec keeps telling us that the county sends more money to the state than we can get back. Their ratio is far less than our ratio. So that was all good things. And he vowed to continue to work with the 19 municipalities in the county and make periodic visits to the ICCs, which will all be good. So that's it. Item C. Approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of January 8th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1, under reports and recommendations, mayoral proclamation, Light and Unite Red. It's a countywide initiative to shine a spotlight on the dangers of substance abuse. Ms. Gottlieb.
Great. Would you like me to say a little something?
You do your thing.
Okay. Hello, I'm Lauren Gottlieb. I'm the Coalition Coordinator with Volition Franklin, and I'm a part of the Health Department here in Franklin. So welcome. This is going to be our kickoff to Light and Unite Red Week. Mayor Olson has a proclamation that he'll be declaring, but you'll learn a little bit more about it. But it's to shine a spotlight on the dangers of drug and substance misuse and encourage prevention across not only our city of Franklin, but it's countywide, and it goes along with National Drug and Alcohol Fact Week. So we would love to stand by you as you read it. Thank you.
Okay, you can do that. Alderman Barber. For those of you who don't know, this is the Volition. They're a consortium, it's a group of students and community leaders whose main goal is to raise the awareness of alcohol and substance abuse and do what they can to combat it, provide education to the community on the effects of substance abuse. They've been active for nine years. And it's tremendous. School district's heavily involved. Our municipal court judge is an advisor. Lauren's the boss, and she does well at it. Thank you very much. So let me read this for you. Whereas substance abuse prevention coalitions within Milwaukee County work together annually to put a spotlight on the dangers of substance abuse during Light and Unite Red Week, and whereas this year, Light and Unite Red Week will be January 22nd through the 27th, 2019, to coincide with National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. And whereas one of the community groups partnering in this event is Volition Franklin, by the way, and also the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council. Whereas the confirmed number of drug overdose deaths in Milwaukee County for 2018 was 327, and 11 in the first 7 days of 2019. Whereas Franklin is not immune to substance misuse, as evident by local data, and whereas awareness, knowledge, and community support serve as positive factors against the misuse of alcohol and other drugs, and local leaders in government, schools, businesses, and citizens have the opportunity to participate in Light and Unite Red Week. You wrote that just so I'd have trouble with it. Whereas community members are urged to participate in Light and Unite Red activities and use the color red as a way of symbolizing the efforts to prevent substance abuse, and whereas the City of Franklin will be illuminating an evergreen tree in the front of City Hall, and high school youth are planning daily prevention activities amongst the student body during Light and Unite Red Week, and whereas continued commitment to drug and alcohol education and prevention are imperative, they are. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, along with the Common Council of the City of Franklin, on behalf of the citizens of Franklin, hereby declare the week of January 22 through 27 to be Light and Unite Red Week in the City of Franklin, and ask all citizens and businesses to join me in recognizing that week. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Bonick, you have a speech, I'm sure. No? Okay. Light and Unite Red has always been trouble for me. Courtney. Dr. Wendzielewski. Next on the agenda is always a good thing for the City of Franklin when we get a new department head and some new blood in the City Hall. Before you is an appointment of Courtney Day as Director of Health and Human Services. Come on up, sit down. Council members, this is Courtney Day. She is a resident of Franklin, a registered nurse with several other titles. Courtney, give us your nickel tour, as I call it, the elevator speech. That's as good as it's going to get.
Okay. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Courtney Day. I currently am the nursing supervisor for the City of Wauwatosa Health Department. I've worked there for about 8 years now. In that time, have worked on our community health assessment improvement plan, worked on drafting the new strategic plan for the health department, as well as helped the health department receive national accreditation through the Public Health Accreditation Board. I was very excited for the opportunity to apply for the position of the Director of Health Services for Franklin. I'm a Franklin resident. I've lived here for 7 years. I've had the opportunity to work with a few of the members of the Franklin Health Department over the last several years. So I've seen a lot of the good work that they've been doing in the community. And I'm very excited to be a part of that and work with all of you to help make Franklin a healthier and safer community.
Thank you very much. Dr. Wendelowski?
I just want to say, as chairman of the health department, or the board of health, I mean, I give Courtney my full support as a director.
Thank you. Questions from the council?
I just would like to see give more consideration on appointments to internal departments, promotions, which kind of sends a message that their hard work is, you know, validated. And I understand you were reviewed all that, but I think we kind of sometimes maybe don't put enough on that. And I think that's important by sending a message to the people that have been here for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So, okay. But I appreciate your resume. It's great.
Anyone else? Alderman Barber?
I'd like to make a motion to confirm Ms. Courtney Day based on the credentials she's presented, and I know the people involved with the hiring process. And I trust their wisdom on this as well as their process. So I'm making a move to make that appointment.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Alderman Liberta, you've been demoted.
I'll only note that the motion listed on the council action sheet itemizes it as conditioned upon a successful background check, drug screening, and state certification approval, all of which have been met.
Thank you. So, okay, so it's all good, all right? All those in favor, let's do a roll call. We have to do a roll call. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Before we clap for you, would you introduce your husband for us, please?
He's all the way in the back. That is James Day.
James, welcome again. Thank you. Welcome aboard, Courtney.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Courtney's first day will be the 18th, right, of February? 25th of February. Thank you. G3 is a donation from Salvador and Erlinda Salud to the fire department in the amount of $300.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 is an update from the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Alderman Wilhelm.
That came up quick. Well, as you can see, there are two separate sections for an opportunity to make a motion. I think Alderman Barber had some input. I did listen to the comments made at citizen comment period and sort of drafted up additional language within a motion to take the newsletter article on number 4 on the top section. So with that, with the motion, instead of having it go as number 4 reads based on citizen comment, I would insert into a motion something the fact that with the Quarry Monitoring Committee article to be addressed in a short write-up with a link to the website. And that would prevent the cost of the flyer and could easily be done. However, that takes us back to the needing to do number two, which would be updating the website information. So if we're going to link it to something in a newsletter, small blurb, we need to have that information looked at. So that was last updated quite a few years ago when Jill, who was sitting out there, provided quite a bit of information as just a regular citizen before she had attempted to get on in the committee but wasn't approved for an appointment. So she put a lot of work into that, and some of that got changed, some of it didn't, but she had some very valid input, and I really appreciate that. And so as far as the motion adding the Cori packets, Cori information, common council meetings and council chambers, of course that would mean that, you know, council meetings and other committees would have precedence over the chambers, but we would use it when we could. Number four, I just talked about citizen online blasting that's already in progress, and the last one would be brought back. So that would cover all of the items. It couldn't be inserted into the motion. On the bottom section, the first three items all have to do with the...
You want to do the first one first?
Well, I want to just do this and then let Alderman Barber have his say, and then I'll come back and I can clean up the motions. I just want to make sure I don't miss anything in my motion with his comments. So the first three items on the bottom half would be covered with the Stantec contract. I think those are pretty easily done, so we don't have to do that. Item four is the survey, which we need to determine as a municipality. Do we want to come to some kind of agreement on where the center line of 51st is? And the Cori Monitoring Committee can't really make that determination. We need some legal opinions on that. So, and the council will have to review that. I'm thinking we could maybe find a middle of road on that. On number five,
so
the yeah, right. On number five,
literally.
Good catch on that one, which is the blasting levels. I think we all need to understand what is within the PDD, so that would be a future item. Number six, I believe the mayor could address on the upcoming appointments as he sees fit. So I could add wording to such that we wouldn't actually be reviewing the appointments, but we are having some terms ending in 2019, so we will all be looking at additional appointments. And then number seven is the reclamation plan, which is required by the state for the city to adopt, and we should all, I think that's supposed to go to the Plan Commission first and then come to the council, but I think it's important that the council understands what's in that plan. So those are all the items, and then I'd like to hear Alderman Barber's comments before I would.
Alderman Barber.
I agree with Alderman Wilhelm on almost everything. Though I agree with changing number four based upon Jill's comments and the citizen comment period, and as well as comments from other citizens that think that just to mail us out at a cost for the whole city when there's not that much of the city affected by it. I think it should go out to people. They should be aware of it. It should be up on the page as well, so that I see that the mayor has asked that the Cori complaint form has been moved over to the actual complaint drop box rather than being hid away. So, I mean, I'm thinking that this could show up there as well and save the expense of mailing it to 14,000 homes that maybe wouldn't even have a direct link to this issue. Lon, I think, mentioned the 500. I'm not sure the number, but I'm looking at our Root River section, and probably there's a larger section over on 51st that also has some vested interest in this whole thing, and I think they need to be contacted somehow as well. So a short, small thing I agree with on section four. Number seven on the bottom section, I think we need to move forward on that one. I think that reclamation plan is complete. It just has to be approved, and it has to go to public hearing, I think, Joel, at the Plan Commission. So as soon as we can do that, I think that's something that the Cori Committee has been working on a long time, and I think it's something that should move forward and be addressed as quickly as possible. Some of the other issues I had a problem with, the one that Alderman Wilhelm mentioned, was determining the center line on 51st. It doesn't seem like a very hard thing to me to do, but it's not anything that's been able to be accomplished, because that would set up that 51st Street line, and I think arbitrarily someone's going to have to just say this is what it is and go from there with all the measuring. I think the measuring is valid. I think we have to do that. I think we have to look at where they are. I think the pictures have to be put on the page. So I'm supportive of everything that, especially with the change with the pamphlet, and moving forward as much as we can, as fast as we can. Some of the items that are asked to be reviewed, I think we have to decide how that will happen. Who's going to do reviews? Where it says review, 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 I think we have to really look at how that gets done. And that could be as a council if they wish. That's it.